Welcome back to our Peru State Coach Show with Coach O here as the Bobcats getting ready for big weekend at home. Number 13, Baker Wildcats from Baldwin City coming into the Oak Bowl on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Coach Baker, 2-1 on the year. Coming in here, give me your thoughts on what's coming up this week.
You know, they're another top 10 program, extremely strong on defense. They're pretty basic in what they do, but they know it really well. They're strong up front, and the secondary keeps everything in front of them. They try to make you grind it out down the field. And then offensively, you know, they're kind of an old school. It's like 1990. High formation, run power at you, a little bit of split zone, a little bit of play action. And so they try to shorten the game up, and, you know, they'd love to win a game 14-0. That's kind of where they are. So we've got our hands full this week.
And it's Community Appreciation Week at Peru State that's going on, big crowd expected. There's always an event at a Peru State home game that brings in some nice crowds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the support from the community is great. And, you know, I want to make sure that we give them something to cheer about. So we're working on our end, but the support is unbelievable. That was one of the things that brought me here. And then since I've been here, me and the staff have just been blown away by how many people truly are Bobcats.
Coach, one other thing we'll ask you about this week. We're in here, I think, now week four of the season. How's things going on the injury front? Keeping the kids pretty well healthy?
We stay pretty healthy. You know, we're not real deep, so we need to stay healthy through the gauntlet ahead of us.
All right, Coach, best of luck Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff. Hope the Bobcats can get back to 500 with a win Saturday.
Definitely. Appreciate your time.
You
bet. Take care.
That's our Peru State Coaches Show for this week. Stay tuned. High school football pregame coverage coming up next. It's time for the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, it's a battle of unbeaten teams in Class D2. It's the start of district play. Two teams looking to go undefeated at 4-0 after tonight's game and maybe get in the ratings coming up with another victory here tonight. It will be the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans on the road to Johnson Brock to take on the Eagles. Homecoming tonight for the Eagles. HTRS, well, they've been out of school most of the week because it's Richardson County Fair Week and no school in Humboldt for the most part other than very early in the week. So the coaches have got a lot to deal with this week, but the teams, I'm sure, probably focused on the game tonight. Johnson Brock will be hosting HTRS. Randy Gatula will have the play-by-play call. It kicks off at 7 o'clock. We'll be back and visit with the coaches, Caleb Lemke from HTRS and Mitch Roberts from Johnson Brock, after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup, but you're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Strait at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Strait provides all orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Strait at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with the coach as we start tonight with Coach Caleb Lemke. His Titans on the road tonight at Johnson Brock. Coach, it's been a good season. Your Titans are 3-0, scoring a lot of points. Defense is playing well. So far, so good in 2022 for HTRS.
Yeah, we've been really pleased with how our kids have played both sides of the ball, offense, defense, and even special teams. It's been a nice welcome change to kind of have people excited for the program, being supported out in the community more so than in years past. But again, everybody loves the winner. Just really pleased with how everybody's came out, supported us, and how the kids have played.
Tell us about the weapons on offense. We talked about them off and on during the coaches shows this year, but who are the kids we're going to talk about for HTRS tonight?
I would say, honestly, I'm an offensive lineman at heart, so I got to give those guys props whenever I can. I would say our offensive line is probably going to be the determining factor on how this game goes. I think if we can control the game, the line of scrimmage up front, Johnson's got some really fast, athletic type of kids, but I think we have more physicality up front, honestly. I think if we can establish a line of scrimmage, that'll give our guys like Brant Leach time to throw, J.J. McQueen time to run, Brogan Dunlap opportunities to catch passes, Brennan Vaughn, Hunter Bowling. I mean, we got kind of a nice little stable of backs here. If we can get some time up front and establish a line of scrimmage, we're going to be really tough to beat.
And as far as Johnson Brock, they're also 3-0. They've got still a fairly young squad, but they've been so banged up the last couple of years from time to time. A bunch of young kids had to get forced into the action early, so they're a young but experienced football squad.
Yeah, I think they lost a few guys from last year, but from what I've seen this year, there's been no drop-off. I mean, they're a talented group, well-coached, got a good scheme. I think it'll be a tough matchup, but they seem like a quality opponent for sure.
Mm-hmm. As far as what they're going to do, what do you expect out of them on offense?
Been scouting the plays pretty heavily here. It looks like a lot of zone read. They want to kind of spread you out, kind of stretch you thin across the defense in the secondary, but a lot of zone reads, short passes, long passes. I mean, they're multidimensional, but it seems like they want to run the zone read a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about the line of scrimmage already, but Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys of things going well for the Titans tonight.
Like I said, establish the line of scrimmage, be disciplined, just knowing who our guys are, who we have to attack on certain plays, schematically, things like that. Honestly, just starting quick. We've been trying to preach this for a couple games now. We seem to just start slow in games, but just starting quick, playing fast, limiting our turnovers, mental mistakes. I mean, you're pretty much your standard things, but just little things we can do better every game. And we honestly feel like we haven't even played our best complete game yet, so I think this will be a really good opportunity to showcase our abilities.
Mm-hmm. And you touched on, I think, earlier this week in our coaches show, it's homecoming for Johnson Brock. That's one thing they've got to worry about, but it's Richardson County Fair Week, so your kids are out of school basically most of the week. So as a football coach, that's a bit of a headache.
Yeah, in years past, it's been really obvious that the kids weren't focused and they cared more about riding rides and eating fair food. But I think this year our kids basically took it upon themselves to say, wait until after the game Friday or Saturday to go have fun and enjoy it. But it changes up our schedule, how we do things a little bit during the week. But we're going to treat it just like a normal week of practice, no different on our end. And like I said, 3-0 really seems to help the kids focus a lot more on the task at hand.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
It's homecoming tonight at Johnson Brock. The Eagles have opened their season with an impressive 3-0 start. Tonight they're hosting the HTRS Titans. Their neighbors to the south have also posted a 3-0 record to start their season. It's the battle of the undefeateds tonight here in Johnson. Good evening once again, everyone, from Johnson Brock High School. It's time for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play for tonight's broadcast. Very pleased to be seated alongside Lucas Freshel once again this evening. Good evening, Lucas.
Good evening, Randy.
Great to have you here with us. It's going to be a fun night and a fun venue here at Johnson.
Yeah, we've got a good old-school Pioneer Conference showdown here against a couple teams that haven't played against each other since 2007.
We want to take this opportunity to welcome all of our viewers on the Johnson Brock Drive TV video stream. We're very pleased tonight that our audio broadcast here on Sunny is being simulcast on the video stream. And if you're listening on the radio and would like to watch the game also, that website is striv.tv/Johnson-Brock. Strive.tv/Johnson-Brock, and you can watch the game and be able to hear our audio all synced up with it in a simulcast. So again, welcome to all of our listeners on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. We're a couple of minutes away here from the opening kickoff. I don't think we're just getting set to have the coin toss. I'll have you pick that up, and we'll step aside right now for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and take a look at the offensive starting lineups for tonight's contest. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physicians assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to Johnson Brock High School. Tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on the HTRS Titans. Want to acknowledge a couple of young men working with us up here this evening, Lucas. Logan Schultz is going to be our cameraman for the video stream. Anthony Lunsman is the producer-engineer for the video portion of tonight's broadcast. And back at our Sunny 101.3 studios, Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer with the broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. Having the presentation of colors by the Johnson American Legion Post getting set for our national anthem, so we'll break away for one more two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with some more pregame information. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel with you. Lucas, you've compiled some pregame notes here. Let's share those with our listeners.
Yeah, I was just looking at this matchup here and wondering when the last time these two teams have played. They're so close in distance, but haven't played since 2007. HCRS rolled to a 54-0 victory that year. In the playoffs, HCRS lost in the quarterfinals, and Johnson Brock lost in the first round. Both teams off to a 3-0 start. Both teams' competition has a 2-7 record. So, both of these teams are looking to play against a good opponent and really prove themselves, hoping to get back to the playoffs. Johnson Brock is an annual participant in the playoffs. HCRS hasn't been there since 2011 when they're playing 11-man. Lost to Elmwood Murdoch in the first round of the C2 playoffs, 14-6. Johnson Brock seems to have the ability to score on offense. I think HCRS is going to run through J.J. McQueen, who's arguably one of the best athletes on the floor or on the court, on the field. In the ratings, the Lincoln Journal Star has Johnson Brock locked in at number 8 in their latest ratings. And they've got HCRS listed as a contender. The MedPreps.com Coaches Poll has Johnson Brock at number 8. So it's a really big game for both schools, both looking to really prove themselves tonight.
Always a pleasure to work with a guy that does his homework. Good job, Lucas. Appreciate the information. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups here offensively for this game. First of all, for the visiting HTRS Titans, Lucas, let's look at their starters on offense.
Yeah, on the line at left guard, Dayton Evans, a 220-pound junior. At center, Ty Falks, 255-pound senior. Ryken Davis is at the right guard, 250-pound senior. At the end position, Brogan Dunlap, he's 140-pound sophomore. Alex Koziol, 170-pound junior. At quarterback, Brant Leach, he's 180-pound senior. At fullback, Hunter Bowling, 185-pound sophomore. And J.J. McQueen's the running back, 150-pound junior.
Offensive starters for Coach Mitch Roberts and the Johnson Brock Eagles. At center, he'll go with Rowan Benham. Benham is a junior. The left guard is Leighton Behrens, also a junior. At the right guard is Zach Holly, a junior also. The wide receivers, Nick Perriott on the left side lines up. He's a senior, averaging 54 yards per game receiving. At the other wide receiver, Lane Buckmeyer, also a senior. In the offensive backfield for Johnson Brock, the trigger man, the quarterback Sloan Pelican, is a junior. The running back, Jalen Behrens. Behrens has carried the ball 45 times for 247 yards thus far. The slot back is Chase Van Winkle. Also, we'll see Austin Meyer alternating in and out of there at a tight end. Johnson Brock 3-0 on the season. Sloan Pelican doing well here, 314 yards passing so far, 20 of 37 on the season. He's also carried the ball 19 times for 187 yards. He's averaging 15.7 yards per pass completion thus far this season. Looks like we're going to go just a little bit early ahead of the top of the hour here. Scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff. They're lining them up. Johnson Brock won the coin toss. They elected to defer their decision to the second half. So HTRS will receive the football, defend the right goal to our right. Sloan Pelican comes forward, and here's the kickoff. We're underway. Oh, the ball goes into the end zone, nearly through the uprights, Lucas. He put a toe into that one and kicked the cover right off the ball.
Good start for Johnson Brock, and line him up at the 15-yard line here for HTRS.
All right, the Titans will come over it again. Brant Leach will be the quarterback. J.J. McQueen and Hunter Bowling are the fullback and the running back in the backfield. Underway just a little bit early, ahead of the top of the hour. This was scheduled as a 7 o'clock kickoff. Ty Falks, the center, leads him up over the football. The quarterback, Leach, will set with his hands under center. Bowling sets behind him in the back. In motion goes McQueen from left to right. They turn, give the ball to Bowling up the middle, across the 15. Looks like he's got the ball out near about the 17 or 18-yard line, and that's where they'll drop him.
Just a little run right up the middle. Sloan Pelican and a host of Eagles on the tackle.
Another thing I love about this football field, the artificial turf. You don't see a lot of that on 8-man fields, and it's labeled correctly. The 40 is actually the 40. That helps a lot. Ball is spotted at the 18-yard line on the right side hash mark. HTRS going from our right to left from north to south. Brant Leach hands under center. Again, McQueen goes in motion, turns. He keeps the ball on the option, pitches back to McQueen. Boy, McQueen was trying to gather that one in over near the sideline. He was lucky to even hang on to the football before being knocked out of bounds.
downs.
Yeah, credit the Johnson Brock left in there for attacking the quarterback, making him pitch it early, and not the most accurate pitch.
Chase Van Winkle, the man that knocked him down over there and ran him out of bounds for Johnson Brock. Actually lost about a yard on the play. The ball is back inside the 17-yard line now. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Titans. Same formation, Van Winkle in a slot out to the right side. Bowling is a single setback. Van Winkle comes in motion. They turn, hand it off to Bowling. He runs outside to the right, tries to turn upfield, wrapped up and dropped. I think Van Winkle, the first man to get to him. He falls forward out near the 20. That's where they'll knock him down.
It was a good-looking little trap play there from left to right, but yeah, credit Chase Van Winkle for staying home and making the play for some fourth down.
Spot the ball at the 20-yard line on the right side hash mark in from the west side of the field. HTRS facing fourth down and 5 yards to go. Punting situation. J.J. McQueen stands at his own 7-yard line to punt the ball away. Back deep to return the punt. Who we got back there? I'll have to pick that up. Is that Van Winkle?
Looks like Perriott.
Perriott is back. All right, here's the snap. Oh, he's going to run with a football. It's a fake out to the right side. Hit near the 20, broke a tackle, spun forward, dives out, very close, across the 25, and I believe second effort may have picked up the first down. It looked for a moment as though he was down just short, and they're going to give him a very generous spot here. Let's see what they do. Wait a minute. Not so fast. Yep, they're going to mark it a first down.
Yeah, it's like the nose of the football is on the 25.
Lucas, you and I both saw the same thing. Yeah, he hit the ground short of the 25 and then that second little lunge. First and 10, HTRS. Brant Leach, hands under center. Van Winkle in motion. McQueen in motion. McQueen off the right side, breaking tackles across the 30, 35, midfield the 40, across the 40, down near the 35-yard line goes J.J. McQueen. And McQueen with a nice job there. So the Titans taking advantage of that little break they got a minute ago on the fourth down fake punt.
Running tough, broke about two or three tackles. Credit Lane Buckmeyer for the touchdown-saving tackle there.
10:24 to play here in the first quarter. No score. HTRS's first possession. They have the ball. First and 10 at the 35-yard line of Johnson Brock. Ball just inside the hash mark here in front of the press box. Brant Leach with Hunter Bowling set behind him. Man comes in motion left to right. They turn, give the ball to Bowling, running off the right side. He's across inside the 35, down near the 31 or 32-yard line. He'll be dropped there. Brennan Vaughn was in the backfield that time as the motion man. He's a 140-pound sophomore there for the Titans.
Chase Van Winkle on the stop.
Give him a gain on the play of 4 yards. It'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. The ball at the 31-yard line. Second and 6 at the 31. Leach has Vaughn set out to the left side this time in place of McQueen. Bowling is the setback. Keeping it himself to the left. Running with the football is Leach. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage near the 31-yard line. No gain on the play.
Zach Hawley playing right in. Was able to keep contained and just swim through the block. Able to stretch it, play out, and make the tackle.
So they'll spot the ball right back to the 31-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 6. We're live from Johnson Brock High School. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Lucas Freshel. Glad to have you with us tonight here for the Peru State College Game of the Week. Put Hunter Bowling in the backfield behind Leach. He calls his starting count. Pitch the ball to Bowling. He'll run to the right side. Tries to turn it in. He's going to be hit and dropped near the 30-yard line after a gain of about a yard, and that's all he's going to get.
Jalen Barron's on the stop from the left end position there.
So Barron's comes up to make the hit. No gain on the play. Spot the ball right back to the 31-yard line, fourth down and 6. Well, they faked the punt last time. J.J. McQueen picked up first down yardage on a very generous spot on that fourth down.
You know, I thought maybe as he was running for that first down, he might have rolled over the tackler.
Yeah. Here we go. Fourth and 6 are going to go after it on the 31-yard line. J.J. McQueen is back in as a slot back to the left side, the running back. The quarterback, Leach, trying to get him to jump. He's back to pass. Pressure coming. He's going to be hit and sacked. There's a flag on the play. He's brought back near the 39-yard line. Great defensive effort there by the Eagles.
Well, you have to believe that that's a holding call.
Which would obviously be declined back where it happened. Let's see what the man in the white cap tells us as he turns toward the press box. Holding is the call against the offense. That penalty will, of course, be declined. Johnson Brock will take the football over on downs. They'll have the ball first and 10. They'll be working from their own. Well, now, I was going to say 39-yard line, but they're they're going to spot the ball at the 37. Johnson Brock will take possession of the football. Their first chance to handle the ball at their own 37-yard line. So the Eagles, with 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter, take over with outstanding field position. Sloan Pelican, the junior quarterback, puts a wide receiver, Lane Buckmeyer, wide to the right. In the backfield, behind him, sets Jalen Behrens. Quarterback, Pelican, calling his starting count. On first and 10, takes a snap, hands the ball to Behrens. Behrens runs right up the middle, dives across the 40 into HTRS territory, down to the 38-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 for Johnson Brock.
Brennan Vaughn coming up to make the tackle from his D-back position.
Glad to have folks joining us tonight on Johnson Brock's Drive TV. A chance to watch the game while we call it for you. Out wide to the left goes Lane Buckmeyer. Again, Jalen Behrens sits in the backfield. He'll set on the right hip of Sloan Pelican, the quarterback. Now Pelicans, that's in a shotgun formation, kind of a pistol set. Calling his starting count, Sloan Pelican has the snap, turns, keeps it himself. He runs outside to the right. He's hit, fumbles the football. It's loose, and the fumble's going to be recovered by HTRS. J.J. McQueen there to get on the ball at about the 35-yard line.
Johnson Brock's left end was on a pole there. It looks like he was able to kick out the end, but the linebacker came up and made the hit, caused the fumble.
That linebacker tackled the football. He just reached up and ripped the football out of there, took it away from Sloan Pelican. It'll be first and 10 with the turnover. The ball goes right back to HTRS. They'll start at their own 35-yard line. Ball on the east hash mark. The left side, right side of the field is wide side. The quarterback, Brant Leach, has a man in motion, McQueen. Back to pass is Leach. Pressure coming. Throwing out to the right side. The pass overthrown. Intended for Brogan Dunlap out there on the right side. Good defensive coverage on the part of the Eagles.
Yeah, good job by J.J. McQueen to pick up the rusher there to extend the play. I think they were maybe looking for a little pass interference, but the ball was definitely uncatchable.
Yeah, Chase Van Winkle was out there right in the back pocket of that intended receiver. Van Winkle playing him up close. Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10 yards to go now for the Titans at the 35-yard line. Leach hands under center, double tight end set. McQueen in motion, turns, gives it up the middle. That's Hunter Bowling, and Bowling is met right at the line of scrimmage. He might have got forward progress for a yard, but that's about all, Lucas.
Good job by the nose guard there for Johnson Brock, number 77, Carter Anderson.
Carter Anderson, a big boy in there in the middle, and right about now, Hunter Bowling's wondering, I didn't notice that oak tree planted out there during warm-ups, but quite a stop. Third down and 9 to go now at the 36-yard line for the Titans, third and long. Let's see what Brant Leach and company, the 180-pound senior quarterback, can come up with. Leach hands under center, has the snap. He's back to pass. There's pressure coming. He throws it out here to the left. The pass overthrown, looking for Brogan Dunlap once again, this time out of the left flat down near the 35-yard line. And, Lucas, that pass looked pretty well overthrown.
Yeah, it was overthrown. Coverage on the play by Sloan Pelican, who was right there step by step.
Beautiful evening for football tonight here at Johnson. 77 degrees at kickoff, light breeze out of the south, 10 to 12 miles an hour. 6:53 to go here in the first quarter. No score in the contest. Fourth down and 9 for HTRS. Punting situation. J.J. McQueen gets the snap. He'll punt it this time. Kind of off the side of his foot. The ball goes over toward the right sideline near the 20 and out of bounds down around the 20-yard line. That's where Johnson Brock will have their second possession. They'll start first and 10. Looks like they're going to put the ball at the 21-yard line is where they'll spot it.
Yeah, Randy, this is a neat environment. It's one of my favorite small school fields. You kind of got that little bowl situation down here where the fans are up top, and we got a great view right on top of the field.
Great place for the Peru State College Game of the Week. Tonight here from Johnson Brock. Great, great effort here by this group at Johnson Brock with the field they put together and the facility they have built. Out wide to the left side is Lane Buckmeyer as a split out. Sloan Pelican sets in the shotgun, has the snap. Oh, he gave off to Jalen Behrens, and the defense was there before Behrens could even get started. They'll drop him for a loss on the play of a couple back inside the 20, down near the 19-yard line, maybe even as far back as the 18, a loss of 3 on the play, second down and 13.
HTRS nose guard Ryken Davis is really disturbing things there in the middle.
Looked like a little bit of a miscommunication there between Pelican and Behrens, and that moment's hesitation allowed him to get in there. Again, Buckmeyer split wide to the left, shotgun. Pelican puts Behrens in motion out to the right, back to pass, throwing the ball down deep, over the middle, pass nearly intercepted. The intended receiver downfield I think, was Jalen Barron's. No, check that. They were trying to get it to Nick Perriott, and, boy, the defender stepped right in front of it.
Yeah, Brogan Dunlap jumped that route. Probably should have had the interception. The ball was just a tad bit overthrown. If it's thrown a little bit farther, that could be six.
Yeah, Nick Perriott had a couple of steps on the defender. The pass just slightly underthrown. So now Johnson Rock finds themselves in a third and long situation. Third down, 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at their own 18-yard line. Nick Perriott is a tight end set to the right. Lane Buckmeyer splits wide to the left. Pelican is the quarterback. Has the snap. Pelican's back to pass. Looking deep. Downfield again. Pass is going to be complete for first down yardage to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle all the way out to the 35-yard line. First and 10, Johnson Brock.
Just a little out pattern there on the left side. Ball was right on the money to get the first down and move those chains.
6:03 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. No score in the contest. First and 10 for the Eagles from their own 35-yard line. Pelican calling his cadence. Has the snap. Pelican turns. Gives the ball to Barron's. Barron's runs to the right, broke a tackle, midfield the 40, inside the 40, to the 35, inside the 35, to the 34-yard line goes Jalen Barron's. It'll be enough for first and 10, a gain of 11 on the carry.
J.J. McQueen made first contact after about 5 or 6 yards, but wasn't able to wrap up, just tried to lay a hit and was able to scramble for 6 more for the first down.
Sounding good down there. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. My name is Randy Gatula, standing alongside Lucas Freshel tonight for the broadcast. Glad you chose to join us for tonight's ball game here at Johnson. First and 10 for the Eagles. The line of scrimmage is the 34-yard line of HTRS. Sloan Pelican calling his cadence. People jumping across. We'll have an offsides here as a flag is thrown. I didn't see him being drawn off. It looked to me like the defense just jumped there, Lucas.
Yeah, definitely offsides by J.J. McQueen. And, you know, unlike last night's game in the NFL, they blow that dead. It's a safety rule here in high school. If anybody goes offsides, they're going to blow that dead and tag on the five.
Tonight over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon is up at Boys Town with the Fall City Tigers. That game kicked off at 6 o'clock. It got underway an hour earlier. That's over on KTNC. Here's Pelican keeping the football himself out to the left. Oh, Pelican is met by a defensive end on the right side, but Pelican punished that would-be tackler over there.
Good lead block by Zach Hawley of Johnson Brock there to try to pick up 2 or 3 yards on the play.
Hunter Bowling is the man that finally got the tackle, but boy, quite a collision between Hunter Bowling and Sloan Pelican over on the left side. It'll bring up second down, 2 yards to go now with the football at the 26-yard line of HTRS. Still no score in the contest, 4:46 to go here in the first period. This is Sloan Pelican, the junior quarterback, looks over the defensive set. Van Winkle in motion. Hand goes up the middle to Barron's. Barron's spins off a tackler, fights inside the 25. Now a flag is thrown in as he's being tackled. He was battling close to first down yardage. I'm not sure he ever got inside the 25-yard line. And we may have a face mask call here on HTRS. Let's wait and see for the official. Yes, it is. Grabbing the face mask is the call on the Titans. So a big break there for Johnson Brock as they'll pick up some penalty yardage.
Good hard-hitting game here. I mean, these guys are going to bring a little extra sauce to this matchup. They know each other really well just a few miles down the road.
Yeah, this is kind of what I expected to see here tonight. Still no score in the contest. With the penalty yardage, the ball now at the 19-yard line, first and 10 for Johnson Brock with Sloan Pelican at the controls. Split to the left is Chase Van Winkle as the wide receiver. He confers for a minute with Jalen Barron's about the call. Barron's goes in motion out to the right. Pelican back to pass. Looks to Barron's, pump fake, keeps it himself, tries to turn it upfield. He'll be dropped for a loss on the play. Back outside the 20 near the 21. He'll lose 2 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 12.
Brennan Vaughn, the 140-pound sophomore, making the tackle for HDRS. Let's call that a coverage sack. Good job by the DBs.
You know, Lucas, we've worked in just about every football venue there is around southeast Nebraska, and a few that are no more. This has got to be one of the finest places to watch football anywhere. Second down and 12 at the 21-yard line. Sloan Pelican all alone in the empty backfield with two wide receivers to the right, Buckmeyer and Barron's to the right. Van Winkle in motion. Hand to Van Winkle. He slips and falls down untouched in the backfield, just lost his footing. Van Winkle went down unassisted for a loss on the play, back out to the 23-yard line, and now Johnson Brock in third and very long situation here.
Unfortunate setup there. You know, it feels in pretty good condition. It's not wet or anything, just missed his footing as he tried to cut up field.
Third down and about 14 yards to go now for Johnson Brock. Nick Perriott comes to the sideline, gets the call here from Coach Mitch Roberts, brings it out, shares it with the teammates. on third down and 14 at the 23-yard line. That's Perriott, wide to the left side of the field. In the backfield, Van Winkle sets on the left hip now of Sloan Pelican. Lane Buckmeyer is a tight end set to the right side. Pelican takes a snap, and we've got a timeout called on the field before the ball is snapped. Or no, wait a minute. Delay of game. I thought we had a timeout. I saw Mitch Roberts head out onto the field as though he had called one. He must have been late getting it called.
Yep. Yeah, I think he was just a little upset he didn't get that in. But.
So, delay of game, 5 yards, and now it's third down and 19 yards to go. Really a big mountain to climb here for Sloan Pelican and company on third and long. Has the snap. Back to pass. Pelican. Pelican looking downfield. There's the receiver at the 10. The pass completed to 5 near the goal line. He did not get in, making the reception downfield for Johnson Brock was Austin Meyer, the tight end. They're going to say he's down at the 1 foot line.
That was a great route. He's just running a little like 7 yard out, and then he cuts it up, little wheel route there, and the throw was right on the money. I thought maybe he got in, but they're saying that he's down short.
Austin Meyer, the sophomore tight end, he checks in for that double tight end set that they run. Now here we go, first and goal inside the 1 yard line. Sloan Pelican has the snap. Turns. Oh, hit in the backfield is Behrens for a loss on the play. A loss of 2, maybe 3. The ball's going to be back out at about the 3-yard line now. Loss of 2. They were inside the 1. There's a big defensive effort.
Brant Leach, the senior linebacker, bringing the heat on that play.
All right. Now the ball is going to be marked at the 3-yard line. Second down and goal. They had it first and goal inside the 1. So now second and goal at the 3. Let's see what the defense can dial up here for HTRS on this one. Sloan Pelican with Barron set to his left. Van Winkle split wide to the right. Pelican takes a snap, keeps it himself. Runs left. He'll go into the end zone, standing up for the touchdown. It will go as a 3-yard touchdown run by Sloan Pelican for the TD. And the touchdown coming with a minute and 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock goes up 6-0. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. They break the huddle and come over the football. They'll go after 2 here. Pelican in the shotgun. Buckmeyer sets in a slot to the left side now, over next to Van Winkle. Pelican calling the cadence. Here comes the 2-point conversion. Barron's in motion. Ball is snapped. Now flags fly. Let's see what this is going to be. Probably a procedure call. One thing was certain, Pelican wasn't expecting the football when it came. Illegal procedure against Johnson Brock. Lucas, when they snapped that ball, it popped off of Pelican's shoulder pad, went up in the air, and he had to grab it. He was not expecting the snap.
Rowan Benham there at the center for Johnson Brock.
So Johnson Brock a little bit disjointed here on a couple of times in their offense so far tonight. A minute 52 to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock up 6-0. 5-yard penalty makes this 2-point conversion a little bit more of a challenge now. Trips out to the left this time. Quarterback Sloan Pelican, an obvious passing situation, is back to pass. Looks into the corner, right side pass complete and good for the 2-point conversion. Making the reception was Nick Perriott on the catch. A minute 52 to go in the first quarter, 8-0. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
That scoring drive for Johnson Brock took 10 plays, covered 59 yards, capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper by Sloan Pelican. Pelican then passed for the 2-point conversion to Nick Perriott, and Johnson Brock goes up 8-0 over HTRS, a minute 52 to play here in the first quarter. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Johnson Brock up now 8-0, has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. Handling the kickoff will be Sloan Pelican. And let's see, who we got back deep there, I believe, for HTRS is J.J. McQueen, the deep man. He stands all alone at about his own three-yard line. Pelican set to come forward. Johnson Brock up 8-0 if you're just tuning in. A minute 52 to go here in the first quarter. Another driving end over end. Pelican actually kicked that ball out of the end zone. It landed outside the back line. That's a pretty good boot in eight-man football.
That's a pretty good boot.
He does, granted, he does have a bit of a south breeze behind him, but it's not that windy down here tonight. And Pelican kicking the ball well. All right, they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Titans will take over now, trailing 8-0 here at Johnson. At the 15-yard line, Brant Leach brings him up to the line. Split to the left is J.J. McQueen. Hunter Bowling, the single setback behind him. McQueen in motion. They turn. Give it off to McQueen to run the right side. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. Maybe got a yard, but there were no less than three Johnson Brock defenders waiting for him.
Yeah, Pelican was in there. Pelican was in on the tackle. Van Winkle in on the tackle.
We're so very pleased tonight to be providing the audio feed to Johnson Brock's video stream. That's at striv.tv/Johnson-Brock. If you can get near a computer or any other device, you can watch the game along with listening in. Second down and 8 now for HTRS at the 17-yard line. Quarterback Leach keeps it himself, pitches back to his trailing back, trying to run to the right side is McQueen. He'll be wrapped up and dropped, perhaps for a loss on the play. I think they got him behind the line of scrimmage.
Lane Buckmeyer was the one who made the tackle, but Zach Hawley was the defensive end, or let's see, that linebacker that was able to stretch it out.
Pretty good pursuit there on the part of Johnson Brock's defense.
Indeed.
All right, a loss on the play puts the ball back to the 16-yard line. It'll now be third down and 9 yards to go for HTRS. Third down and 9. Brant Leach is the quarterback. Looks over a three-down lineman now for Johnson Brock. Takes a snap, fakes the pitch, drops into the pocket, pressure coming, throws a pass complete to Bowling. Bowling turns upfield, hit near the 20, spun back and knocked backwards after a short gain. Looks like he got out to about the 24-yard line, a gain of maybe 3 on the carry. Should bring up third down and still, or fourth down rather, and about 6 yards to go.
Ran a little screen there, kind of to the right side. Jalen Behrens was able to stay home and make the tackle for his fourth down.
Nick Perriott will be in to return the punt for Johnson Brock. He waits at his own 32-yard line. In to do the kicking is J.J. McQueen. McQueen stands at his own 8-yard line as he waits for this snap from center to punt the football into the wind. Now the official stops play, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, 8-0, Johnson Brock leading HTRS here on the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3. Logan?
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here at Johnson Brock High School as we get set to move into second quarter action. Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Logan Schultz, Anthony Lunsman, our technicians, assisting with the video stream on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video here tonight. Boy, it's just a fun time when everything lines up like it has here tonight, Lucas. A beautiful evening. The temperatures are mild. A little bit of a breeze out of the south. The sun finally went behind the trees over on the west side, so we don't have to look into that sunlight. Just a great night for eight-man football. We couldn't be happier. We're able to bring it to you here on Sunny 101.3. All right, over the football to punt it away. McQueen stands at his own 7-yard line. Barely got it out of there. That may have been partially blocked. The ball comes up, going to spin out of bounds, at about the 39-yard line in HTRS 38-yard line. They got a favorable spot there, too, 38. And Johnson Brock will begin this drive in HTRS territory. Who got in there, Lucas?
I think that was Chase Van Winkle putting the heat on, and McQueen was just barely able to get it off.
He either got a hand on the ball or forced McQueen to change his mechanics enough that the ball just didn't get very far up the field here. It was a low-line drive. Never did get any wings under it. All right, the ball's at the 38-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican, the signal caller for the Eagles, sets Lane Buckmeyer in a slot to the right side. Hunter Bowling sets back there next to him. Or check that. In motion goes Chase Van Winkle, rather. Back to pass. Pelican downfield, wide open is Perriott for the touchdown. Nick Perriott got in behind all the coverage, and it'll go as a 38-yard touchdown pass just like that. That was complete to Nick Perriott. And Nick, I heard a guy say the other night, he was all alone, just like me on prom night. Nobody around him down there.
Interesting formation. Johnson Brock had two wide receivers split out, but number five was covered up by the outside guy and is not allowed to run a route. Imagine throwing off HTRS.
Here we go for the two-point conversion. Pelican lines him up. Looks over the defensive set, spread set, two wide receivers to the right. Pelican has the snap, looks out to the right side. Pass is going to be complete to Buckmeyer for the two-point conversion. Lane Buckmeyer makes a reception. Johnson Brock goes on top, 16 to nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska for the Sunny 101.3 Game of the Week by Peru State College. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
Well, that scoring drive short and sweet. One play, 38 yards, a pass completion from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott. Pelican then passed to Lane Buckmeyer for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes on top 16 to nothing here in the opening seconds of this second period. Eagles ready to kick the football away. Sloan Pelican will tee it up at the 30-yard line. Deep to return it will be J.J. McQueen. They break the huddle and get set here for the kickoff. Peru State College Game of the Week tonight coming to you from Johnson Brock High School. Pelican comes forward. The toe meets the ball into the wind this time. High end over ender. Going to be fielded at the 5. Out to the 10, the 15. Across the 20, the 25, the 30. At the 35. And finally taken down is J.J. McQueen across the 35-yard line. Nice return there, J.J. McQueen.
Yeah, he broke two tackles probably in between the 20 and the 25. Was able to get 12 to 15 more yards, tackled by Sloan Pelican just short of midfield.
McQueen just ran right through two would-be tacklers on that return before Pelican was able to get him down. All right, Titans need to get some offense going now. HTRS with the football, first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. It's Brant Leach at quarterback. Hunter Bowling set behind him. McQueen in a slot to the right. McQueen in motion from right to left. Turn, give it to McQueen, running off the left guard. Hit near the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard, that's all. And boy, HTRS is having a dickens of a time handling that defensive line for Johnson Brock.
Thought by Johnson Brock, by Buckmeyer and Hawley. It looks like McQueen was trying to bounce it upfield. Wondered if he could have gotten outside by running to the far sideline.
One thing I haven't seen from Johnson Brock are a lot of solo tackles. It seems like there's two or three defenders there every time they bring down a ball carrier. Gain of two on the carry brings up second down and 8 yards to go for your Titans. The ball at the 39-yard line. Leach, 180-pound senior quarterback, his hands under center. Falks to snap it to him. Has the ball. Little inside handoff coming back from left to right is Ellis Kozel. Kozel gets nowhere. He'll lose a yard. Back to around the 38-yard line. This Johnson Brock defensive line, boy, been impressive here so far.
Little trap play there. Jalen Behrens didn't get the tackle, but he was the one that was right in the middle of the play to mix it up.
Rowan Benham, big nose guard, checks back into the lineup now here for Johnson Brock. He wears Yeah, he'll line up as a nose guard right there in the middle. Third down and 9 yards to go. At the 38-yard line is where they mark it for HTRS. Third and long. Leach looks at three down linemen defensively from Johnson Brock. Keeps the ball himself, hit once again, and driven back and dropped. He only got back to the line of scrimmage. And that's all, no gain whatsoever. And I am so impressed right now with this Johnson Brock defensive pursuit.
They look good up there. Zach Hawley was the one that made that tackle. It's going to force fourth down. You got to think HTRS might punt here.
Ball at the 38-yard line. They faked a punt earlier, but down now 16 to nothing. Punting situation for J.J. McQueen. He'll wait for the snap at his own 25-yard line. Nick Perriott will drop back to return this one for Johnson Brock. He'll wait near his own 10. Waiting for the snap. The punt is away this time. Perriott chases after it. It's going to get into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where Johnson Brock will start with the football. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 15 with 9 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock on top, 6-0, leading the HCRS Titans here in this 2022 Johnson Brock homecoming football game.
Your HCRS here, you're going to try to look for a stop. Can't let Johnson Brock air it out. Keep the guys in front of you, and don't bite on the misdirection play.
Now, they had to be frustrated about that last touchdown, a complete breakdown in coverage. Nick Perriott couldn't have gotten any more open down deep behind the coverage. There was no defender within 20 yards of him when he caught the ball. Here we go, first and 10 at the 15-yard line for Sloan Pelican. Eagles up 16-0. Pelican has the snap, turns, gives off to his running back. Spin move, Jalen Behrens on his feet. Nice gain across the 20. Looks to be out near the 27. They might even give him the 28-yard line. He'll have a gain of about, 23-yard line rather, a gain of about 8. It'll bring up second down and 2.
Good effort by McQueen to try to tackle the ball there. Stopped by Dunlap.
Ball now at the 23-yard line, second down and 2 yards to go. Here come the Eagles over the football. That's Lean Buckmeyer splitting wide to the right, and a slot to the right is Nick Perriott. The quarterback is Sloan Pelican. There's people jumping across the line defensively. HTRS may get called for 5 yards here on offsides. If so, that'll be a first down for Johnson Brock.
Reichen Davis out. Ty Falks subbing in at the nose guard position.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and on Strive TV for Johnson Brock. That's Lucas Freshel right next to me over here. Always a pleasure to work with you, Mr. Freshel. Glad to have you here tonight. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. Pelican with the football, runs the option to the left. He'll keep it himself, upfield the 35, midfield the 40, taken out of bounds at the 36-yard line of HTRS. Sloan Pelican running tough down this left sideline.
Executed perfectly on that option, was able to use the pitch man as bait and then able to get upfield and get a huge gain for the Eagles.
Pelican helped back to his feet by assistant coach Mitch Atkinson here and got a little pat on the back and said that was not a bad job of running, young man. 8:38 to go, clock running here in the first half of this homecoming game at Johnson Brock. The Eagles leading the Titans 16-0. Johnson Brock on the move once again. First down and 10 at the HTRS 36-yard line. This time Nick Perriott splits wide to the right. The ends are set in tight. Single setback is Barron, set back there next to Pelican. Handoff goes, or check out Van Winkle, and Van Winkle takes a handoff. He gets the ball inside the 35, down to about the 32-yard line. Chase Van Winkle, the slot back, carried the ball that time for the Eagles.
Cozy on the tackle, assisted by Leach.
All right, give Van Winkle a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, 6 yards to go now, with the football at the 32-yard line is where they'll mark it. Just outside the 32, Perriott goes wide right. Austin Meyer in at the tight end set to the right side, double tight end set. Pelican runs the option to the right. He keeps the football. He's inside the 25, inside the 20, inside the 15, and finally taken out of bounds. Did you see Sloan Pelican shedding tacklers down that right sideline?
Broken Dunlap was there to try to make the tackle, and Pelican was able to just lower his shoulder pads, embrace the hit, and continue on for another 5 to 7 yards.
You know, Sloan Pelican's a junior. I remember when this young man got pressed into action as a freshman at quarterback. Fossenberger was hurt, and boy, he's got all that experience in his back pocket now, and it really shows here as he executes this offense. Sloan Pelican, this time set to his right is Behrens. Wide left out here is Nick Perriott. Pelican puts Perriott in motion. Fake the handoff to Perriott. Gives it instead to Behrens up the middle of the 10. The 5 diving near the goal line. Touchdown. He took it in for the TD. The line of scrimmage was the 13-yard line. So that will be a 13-yard run by Behrens. Jalen Behrens carried it in for the TD, and that puts Johnson Brock up now 22-0.
Nope. It looks like we got a flag here. We might have a hold.
Oh, wait a minute.
Johnson Brock.
Oh, I didn't see the flag. That must have came in. I beg your pardon. Cancel everything I said. Looked like a sure deal there, and they're going to say no, no score. Penalty instead against Johnson Brock. I did not see the flag. I apologize for that. The flag was thrown back out here. They're going to bring the ball all the way back out to the 23-yard line. So you take those points off the board I was quick to put up there. Score remains 16-0. 7 minutes, 29 seconds to play here in the second quarter, first half at Johnson. So it'll be first down and 20 now from the 23. Sloan Pelican in the shotgun. First and long has the snap. Going to throw deep. There's Perriott again behind the coverage for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 23-yard line. A 23-yard touchdown pass to Nick Perriott once again. And, boy, I don't know what Nick is doing to get that wide open out there. But, again, nobody anywhere near him. And he takes it in for the TD, and now it goes 22-0. Johnson Brock, score coming with 7 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Johnson Brock now will line up for the two-point conversion. Let's see what they do with it. Boy, they've had some success throwing the football here tonight against the Titans. Pelican for the two-point conversion. Buckmeyer's in motion. Pelican throws out to the left and wide open. Making the two-point reception is Austin Meyer. It goes 24-0 now. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hello, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
That scoring drive took just 5 plays to cover 65 yards. It was capped off by a 23-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott. The conversion was complete to Austin Meyer for the 2 points, and Johnson Brock has opened up a 24-0 lead over HTRS. 7 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the first half here at Johnson. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in both Auburn and Fall City. Well, the HTRS defense is struggling a little bit here to cover Mr. Perriott. Nick found himself wide open on 2 occasions here for touchdowns.
Johnson Brock's in total control here. They're initiating the hits. They're making the plays on offense, and they look like a solid football team tonight.
Pelican ready to kick it away. McQueen back to return it. McQueen will field this football at the 5. Bobbles it and loses it out of bounds at around the 5-yard line. Absolutely the worst thing that could happen to you on a kickoff return. They're going to start this drive inside their own 5, deep in their own territory, trailing 24-0. And, boy, with 7 minutes and 14 seconds to go, it's imperative for the HTRS Titans to put together some kind of an offensive drive here.
Yeah, McQueen was the DB on the last touchdown pass, and he's obviously their kick returner here. He's probably just anxious to make a play, and the ball got out of his hand, slipped out, and they're down at the 4-yard line.
This drive starts at the 4. I guess they would say this is a good place to start a 76-yard scoring drive here. Let's see what they do with it. Leach, with Bowling set in the backfield, calls his count, takes a snap, gives to Bowling, right straight up the middle, dives out across the 5 to get a little bit of breathing room. He might have got 3 or 4 yards there. Looks like a gain of about 4. I think we're going to be looking at second down and a long 5, almost 6 yards to go, the ball around the 9-yard line.
Sloan Pelican able to trip him up on that play?
We'll call it second down and 6 from the 9. The clock shows 6:53 to play in the first half. Plenty of time for HTRS to get down here and do something with it. On second down and six, Brant Leach looks over that defensive set. Man goes in motion. He turns. He's back to pass. Leach scrambling now. He'll run with the football. Slips and loses his footing and goes down near the line of scrimmage. Nobody touched him. He just lost his footing and fell to the turf there in the backfield for no gain.
Yeah, another unfortunate little slippage on the field there.
You know, I was out on the field this evening before the game. It's in great shape, this artificial turf at Johnson-Brock. They told me they vacuumed it this afternoon. I'm not sure how that works with the crumb rubber under there, but they vacuumed any leaves and grass or anything that might be out there. Not a lot of dead grass on this field. Brant Leach with a single setback. A man in motion. Leach turns. Inside handoff. Nothing doing. Gave the ball up the middle. And I think carrying the football that time was Hunter Bowling. Bowling's a 185-pound sophomore. He came into this game averaging 6.2 yards per carry, but boy, it just hasn't been there tonight against this Johnson-Brock defense.
Yeah, HTRS trying to run some misdirection plays, and generally those will work good if the defense is over-pursuing, but unless you're able to capitalize on plays in the beginning, the counters don't really seem to be as effective.
J.J. McQueen stands 3 yards deep in his own end zone to punt that out of there. Oh, he got a good one away this time. It rolls across the 40, across the 30, inside the 30, down near the 28-yard line. It'll be touched down there for the Titans by Colt McLarnon. McLarnon touches it down. But now this HTRS defense really has to have a stop. There's 5:20 to go in the first half. Johnson-Brock up 24-0. And if HTRS would happen to let Johnson-Brock go down and score again, the Eagles will kind of have busted this thing wide open here.
Yeah, we got two totally different vibes going on the sidelines here, and it's going to be up to HTRS's defense here to try to switch that up.
We're right above the Johnson-Brock players. I mean right above them, and the energy level is pretty high down here. Here come the Eagles over the ball. Sloan Pelican, your quarterback. Has the snap. Pelican runs the option to his left. He'll keep it himself and be dragged down and tackled after a gain of a couple out to about the 30. Had a trailing back of Jalen Barron's behind him. He elected to keep the football and not pitch at that time. And Sloan probably would have been better off giving it to his trailing back that on that carry.
Hunter Bowling there to make the tackle for the Titans.
Pelican with a gain of 2 on the carry. Puts the ball to the 30-yard line. It's spotted on the hash mark in from the east side of the field. Johnson-Brock goes from our right to left, from north to south here in Johnson. Sloan Pelican in the pistol formation. Not a real deep shotgun. Waiting for the long snap. Benham, Rowan Benham is the center. Turn, give the ball to Barron's. Barron's only going to get about a yard out to around the 31-yard line, and that HTRS defense is stiffening now in the middle.
Reichen Davis holding his ground. Johnson-Brock trying to run the ball here. They've seen most success passing. I expect to pass here on third down.
Yep. 4 minutes, 22 seconds to go here in the first half. I'm Randy Gatula alongside Lucas Freshel. Again, we're so happy you decided to join us for high school football on this gorgeous homecoming night here at Johnson-Brock High School.
Rivalry weekend up in
you
Lincoln,
betcha.
Too.
Yeah, third. Oh, is there a game tomorrow? Third down and 7 from the 31-yard line. Pelican, people jumping off sides once again, and it's going to be another 5-yard penalty. Yeah, I understand there's a little contest going on down there on 10th Street in Lincoln tomorrow. Is that right?
Heard about it.
Tomorrow morning.
That's right.
11 o'clock kickoff. We'll have live coverage over on our sister station, KTNC. Pre-game coverage begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on KTNC 107.1 FM, 1230 a.m. You can follow the Huskers, our good friends Greg Sharp, Matt Davison and company, bringing that one on the line for you. Here we go, third down and a long 2 now from the 36-yard line. Pelican puts a man in motion. Van Winkle back to pass. Pelican throws out to the right. Oh, the pass is caught by Van Winkle, and he falls to the turf a yard short of the first down. And had he been able to keep his feet, he would have easily had a first down over there.
Yeah, nice ability to be able to make the catch, but just a yard or two.
Oh, they're going to rule that an incompletion.
Oh.
I thought he came up with the football, but they say it touched the turf, so they'll bring it back to the line of scrimmage, the 36-yard line, fourth down. And 3 yards to go. There I go officiating from the press box again.
They're going to go for it here. Don't be surprised if they try to draw them offside.
Here we go. Fourth down and 2 at the 36. Pelican. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson-Brock. 3 minutes, 19 seconds to play first half. 24-0. The Eagles leading HTRS. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. 3 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the first half. Johnson Brock's 2022 homecoming game, hosting their neighbors, the Titans from HTRS. Johnson Brock up 24-0. Eagles with the football on fourth down and two. They're going to elect to go after it from their own 36-yard line. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican. Trips out to the right. Pelican puts a man in motion from right to left. That's Van Winkle. Now he takes a snap. Pelican is hit. Dropped. He'll be sacked back at the 30-yard line, and that may be the break that HTRS needed here. They're going to have great field position. They still have 3 minutes, 13 seconds left with which to work, and they'll have the ball at the 29-yard line. We do want to check in with Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. Logan, we hope you're rolling a recording back there of that. We've got folks who would like to get a recording of tonight's broadcast, so hopefully you've got a tape rolling for us. I guess they don't roll tape anymore. They record digitally. Get it down there on the flash drive for us, if
that's
you could, Logan. Ball at the 29-yard line. That tells you you're old school when you talk about rolling tape, doesn't it? First and 10, HTRS. Leach is your quarterback. He takes a snap. He's back to pass. Leach has got time this time. He's rolling right, directing traffic, throwing deep in the end zone, and the pass is caught. Touchdown! J.J. McQueen with the catch from 29 yards out. We've got a flag on the play.
It's going to be holding.
And I think it's going to be a holding call that's going to call the touchdown back. A tough, tough break for the Titans. Brant Leach is obviously, he's visibly upset here. He was so pleased. He laid that ball right on the money. It couldn't have been thrown any more perfectly to J.J. McQueen for the touchdown. And the flag is shown, the holding penalty. I thought that Leach had an awful lot of time to get rid of that one, and that could be the reason why when you got a flag there.
I originally thought it was holding. It looks like they're going to call a block in the back on one of the linemen.
Okay. Well, the penalty yardage is 10 yards. It's going to bring the ball back into HTRS territory at the 39-yard line, a 10-yard penalty. What an unfortunate turn of events there for HTRS after the big touchdown pass. Quarterback Leach is back to pass again. They're coming after him. He got away, rolling to his left, throwing downfield over the middle, a pass in and out of the hands of J.J. McQueen. McQueen was open. He was in front of the defender. He was covered back there pretty closely by Nick Perriott, but a very catchable ball. He could have easily came down with that down near the first down.
Yeah, Leach scrambling to his left to be able to throw an accurate throw with the right arm like that.
Yeah.
You see Mahomes do it all the time, but the ball hit J.J. McQueen's hands. Could have probably brought it in, but it was a little high.
Yeah, not bad, though. Like you said, running left and throwing right-handed. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:54 to play in the first half here at Johnson. Again, if you're just tuning in, 24-0. Johnson Brock leading HTRS here in Johnson. As Brant Leach brings the Titans up over the line of scrimmage. Bowling is set in a slot out to the left this time, and that's McQueen set in the backfield. Back to pass is Leach. Steps up, rolls right. He's hit, got rid of the football, pitches it back to a trailing back running to the right side is Hunter Bowling. And Bowling's going to be taken out down near the 32-yard line. We've got a flag on the play. Let's see what this one's going to be. Most likely against HTRS again. Holding is the call.
Holding by the Titans there, and the umpire official is just explaining to the offensive lineman what he thinks they've got going on. It's going to back the Titans up here. They'll be looking at second and long, second and 16 or 18 on the play. No, it's going to be more than that. Looks like going to be 22 yards to go for the first. The flag is down 2 yards behind. No, this is going to be second and 30.
Now, Coach Mitch Roberts is out onto the field making sure that his team captains make the proper response here. They will take the penalty yardage, and the Titans are moving backwards. Second down and something just short of a quarter of a mile here. How many yards has he got to go? About 30?
33.
Second down and 33 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line of HTRS. Leach pitches back to his trailing back, running around the corner, J.J. McQueen. He wants to throw the football downfield, and the pass intercepted. Making the interception downfield is Nick Perriott at the 28-yard line. The pass slightly overthrown. A little bit of a trickery there as they pitch the ball back to the trailing back, J.J. McQueen. We do have a flag on the play back inside the 30. Let's see what this is going to be. If this goes against Johnson Brock, it might nullify the interception downfield.
The head linesman over there dropped that flag late after the interception was made, and I wonder if they're going to call a roughing the passer on Johnson Brock after McQueen let that pass go.
We're going to find out here shortly. Long discussion between the head man in the white cap and his line judge. They're going to pick the flag up and say there is no flag, and that means the interception will stand, and Johnson Brock will keep the football after the interception downfield by Perriott. It'll be first and 10 Eagles working from their own 29-yard line, 2 minutes 32 seconds to play here in this second quarter, first half. Johnson Brock leading 24-0 if you're just tuning in. The HTRS Titans, the Johnson Brock Eagles, eight-man high school football coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and on Strive TV through the Johnson Brock facilities. First down and 10 at the 29-yard line for the Eagles. This time the running back sets directly behind Sloan Pelican, the quarterback. Van Winkle comes in motion, or that's Buckmeyer in motion. Back to pass. They look out to the left. Throwing deep downfield, looking for the receiver at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Chase Van Winkle. A 51-yard touchdown pass completion to Chase Van Winkle for the touchdown. I don't see any flags this time, do you?
I don't see a – oh, there is a flag over there on the far sideline right at the 30-yard line.
Where?
Across the field on the far side of
the Okay, lying right there on the numerals, the 3-0. That's a difficult one to find out there. I wondered why there wasn't more jubilation on the side of the Johnson Brock Eagles after that one. Illegal receiver downfield, is that what they're going to tell us?
It is, and it looks like they ran that same formation that they ran a couple drives ago where they have two guys twins split out. The inside guy is covered up by the outside guy. He's on the line of scrimmage. He's ineligible to go receive a pass.
Lucas, I'm 3 out of 5. 3 out of the 5 touchdowns I've called tonight have really been touchdowns. 2:22 to go here in the first quarter. All you can do is laugh about it when you're looking downfield and the flag is back up here. 5-yard penalty puts the football back to the 24-yard line, just inside the right side hash mark. Johnson Brock going right to left, north to south. Pelican has the snap, gives to his running back right up the middle. Lots of running room, and running tough is Jalen Behrens. He bursts out across the 30, almost out to the 35, spots the ball at the 34-yard line, gain of 10 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5. They go quickly with no huddle. Pelican has the snap once again. Right back again to Behrens up the middle. Behrens will have first down yardage. He's out to the 39-yard line. Should be enough for a first and 10 here for Johnson Brock.
Another flag.
Another flag in the backfield. This is probably against Johnson Brock from where that flag is thrown. Lots of laundry laying around on the field here in the closing minutes of this first half. Now the officials are having a little more of a conference here to discuss what they want to do with it. Our head man in the white cap conferring with his partners out here before he turns to the press box to tell us what happened. A personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against HTRS.
Yeah, it's an illegal hands to the face.
Okay. So they're going to bring the ball all the way down to the 33-yard line of HTRS with a minute 48 to go here in the first half. First and 10 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sloan Pelican with an empty backfield all alone. In motion goes Van Winkle left to right. Pelican looks to the right, now looks over the middle. He's going to throw deep downfield again and overthrows his intended receiver, looking for Nick Perriott, and that one well overthrown. Perriott with no chance to get to it, falls incomplete.
Boy, I tell you what, it was well overthrown when it released the hand, but Perriott with some good closing speed did not make it look that overthrown.
Incomplete pass stops the clock with a minute 39 to play in the first half here at Johnson. Johnson Brock leading 24-0 over HTRS here in this Johnson Brock homecoming tilt. Again, my name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play. Happy to be alongside Lucas Freshel on the color commentary tonight. Second down and 10 at the 33-yard line. Pelican with an empty backfield. Two wide outs to the left, one wide to the right. Pelican directing traffic here a little bit, pointing out what the defense is doing. Now Sloan, the experienced quarterback, waits for his snap from center. Harriet comes in motion. Pelican back to pass. Throwing deep down the left sideline. There's a receiver. Pass complete inside the five. Down near the 3-yard line is Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle has the catch inside the five. It'll be first and goal. Johnson Brock with a minute 32 to play here in the first half.
Leach on the coverage there. Johnson Brock just running a bunch of patterns to try to get the DBs out of the spaces that they want to exploit. Works again on the near sideline.
Lucas, I'm getting gun shy. I was looking around trying to find another flag out there somewhere. No flags this time, though. The ball is at the 3-yard line on the left hash mark. As you view it here on Strive TV, they're headed into the south end zone to our left. At the 3, first and goal. Johnson Brock up 24 to nothing. Clock winding down to a minute 15, minute 14. They're just kind of letting the clock run down here. In no hurry to punch this thing in, apparently not wanting to leave a lot of time on the clock. They're going to use a timeout just before the delay of game comes is what they're doing to get this clock wound all the way down. And now we're going to have a timeout taken with a 56 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Johnson Brock up 24 to nothing. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
We mentioned earlier tonight over on our sister station KTNC, the Fall City Tigers are at Boys Town. And Lucas, I think you've got a scoring update there.
Yeah, a couple local score updates here. Fall City Tigers down 47 to nothing after 3 in Omaha at Boys Town. Sacred Heart Irish up 24 to 6 over Diller Odell. Looks like 3:52 left to go in the first half there at Jug Brown.
Those are other games around the area. Again, if you're just tuning in here in Johnson, it's 24 to nothing. Johnson Brock leading HTRS. 56 seconds left to play here in the first half. Eagles down here threatening first and goal at the 3-yard line. Sloan Pelican has Jalen Barron set to his right. Pelican from the shotgun has the snap. Rolls to his right. Now keeps the ball, tries to get into the end zone. He's down near the one, and now a flag is thrown as he's dropped at about the 1-yard line. What could that be?
Alex Cozio on the tackle there to stop him short.
Let's see what the white cap has to say here. Face mask on the defense. Apparently on the tackle, somebody got into the face gear. That's not going to be much of a penalty because the ball was at the one. Half the distance will put it at the half-yard line. One of the shortest penalties we've seen all season, 18 inches on the penalty yardage. First down and goal inside the one. Pelican has the snap, gives it to Barons. Barons will dive in from 1 yard out. That score comes with just 40 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Barons carries the ball in from 1 yard out, a 1 yard run. For Barons makes our score now 30 to nothing. That's Jalen who carried the ball in there.
40 seconds left in the first half here. Johnson Brock with a commanding lead up 30 to nothing over HTRS.
Now the Eagles will line up to go for two once again. Lane Buckmeyer goes wide to the right. Set as a tight end to the left side is Chase Van Winkle. Double tight end set this time. Buckmeyer in motion. Back to pass. All alone standing over in the right corner of the end zone for the two-point conversion is Nick Perriott. And our score goes 32 to nothing with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Score coming with 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Jalen Behrens on a one-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion pass complete to Nick Perriott. 32 to nothing now. Johnson Brock with the lead. Plays and yards on that drive there. You got it for me, Lucas?
Yeah, it was five plays, 29 yards.
Not a long drive, but effective. From the 29-yard line, they got it in there. The two-point play again to Nick Perriott. So wide open. If there's been a chink in the armor here for HTRS, it's been their defensive pass coverage. They're just having a tough time there getting people back on the coverage against these receivers for Johnson Brock. Down to 40 seconds to go here in this first half, 32 to nothing. Johnson Brock on top. Here's the kick by Pelican. Bounce picked up by a short man at the 20, across the 30, and hit at the 30-yard line. On the return is Brogan Dunlap. Pretty good coverage there by Johnson Brock. Dunlap with the return out across the 30. They'll mark the football, I think, at the 31-yard line is where they'll put it down.
The freshman Hayden Gravatt in on the tackle for the Eagles.
First and 10 now, HTRS. They struck for a big play earlier, had an apparent touchdown down in the end zone when they completed one to J.J. McQueen, and it got called all the way back because of a penalty flag. All right, from the 31-yard line, their own 31, HTRS over the football. Brant Leach, hands under center. Takes the snap. He drops into the pocket. Throws the ball out to the left. The pass dropped in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, J.J. McQueen. McQueen reached down. It was kind of a shoelace height catch there, but could not quite drag it in. Pass incompletion stops the clock with 30 seconds.
Yeah, HTRS just trying to fight for some points here. You'd like to go to halftime, get rid of that goose egg, and get some points on the board in this rivalry game here.
I invite you to stay tuned for our halftime show here on Sunny 101.3. We'll give you a rundown of all the scoring in the first half of this game, talk about some other area scores around southeast Nebraska. Second down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Leach is back to pass. Leach steps up, rolling right. Pressure coming. He got hit from behind as he let go of it. Pass is going to be intercepted at the 20. Tackled immediately after the interception, Chase Van Winkle. And that was not Leach's fault. He got hit from behind as he let go of that one, and then the ball just went wild out here. Johnson Brock with the interception. The Eagles will have the ball first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. 21 seconds left to play. Let's see what the Eagles do here. They may elect, leading 32 to nothing, to just head to the locker room here. Let's see. Of course, I've said things like that before and then seen them go for the jugular and throw the bomb. They certainly have the weapons to do it. They've had a lot of luck with getting Nick Perriott in behind the defense. Let's see what they do. Now they've got running backs on either side. Now they're not going to try and do anything. He'll just run around here and run out the clock and now take a knee. Clock will continue to click away. That will in all probability be our final play of the first half. Whoops, now a flag comes in late. What could this possibly be?
The quarterback didn't have his mouthpiece in. I think I heard the ref suggest that that might be the penalty.
Oh, my. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yep.
What did he say?
The quarterback wasn't properly equipped.
Okay, in other words, he didn't have his mouthpiece in.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've got 8 seconds on the clock. Sloan saying all I was going to do was just down it. Waiting for the snap. They'll hold the ball for a minute. Taking the direct snap that time was Chase Van Winkle. And another flag is thrown in. All we're trying to do is get these final seconds off the clock. The clock shows zeros. Time has expired, but we got another flag. They're going to pick the flag up. That should be the end of the half.
No, the white hat's saying that they got to wait till the whistle.
Okay.
Play.
Even though the clock says zeros down here. Well, we're having a hard time getting this over with. Waiting for the snap. There's a snap from center. They take a knee, and now, mercifully, The clock should be allowed to expire. 4-3, let's see, unless we get another flag. There is the end of the first half. So at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the HTRS Titans. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 32 and HTRS 0. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime show, a rundown of all the scoring in the first half. We'll take a look at some other scores around the area. All of that's coming up for you. You're listening to high school football on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.